Blog Talk Radio.
MMEO, let them know. MMEO, MMEO, let them know, let them know. What's up? This is MMEO, MMEO, motivation, music. Education, organization, motivating, keeping it positive, helping the young ones, showing that there's more in life than knives and guns. We're doing it to music and we having fun. For your haters out there, y'all don't want none. We're all about being positive, never negative. We're doing it big in Vegas with the Raiders and Golden Knights. That's where we live. Uniting the community and helping the youth. That's what we give. Success and determination. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle, you're right. It takes dedication. 24 hours, use it or lose it. 24 hours, use it or lose it. MMEO, MMEO, let them know, let them know, let them know. MMEO, MMEO, let them know, let them know, let them know.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
What's up? Welcome to the Let Them Know, MMEO show. I'm Ron Stone with my boy, my host, with the most, Steve Solo.
Can you hear me good?
I can hear you perfectly fine, pretty boy. What episode is this, Ron Stone?
Coronavirus! 29.
We survived 29 episodes?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Pretty interesting week for the show. We had a tragedy, and I'll let you get into that a bit. But before we go any further, I just want to let the people know that we had people lined up for an interview. What happened, Ron Stone? Did you drop the ball, or they did?
I guess they're too busy. I guess some stuff came up. But yes, we were going to have a gentleman. He is an instructor for CCW, like your CCW license.
Mm-hmm. What does CCW stand for?
Scary weapon.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So he teaches, he instructs firearms, handguns, shotguns, rifles, and... You know, he's the one that you take your class with. And yeah, man, I wish he really came on the show, but unfortunately he was busy, because I wanted him to come on the show to talk about gun safety and, you know, give some basic, you know, lessons about gun safety.
Right.
Yeah,
so
man.
What ended up happening was, folks, we weren't able to get the gentleman to do an interview with us. But nevertheless, if you are tuning in right now to the 29th episode of Let Them Know, MMEO, Ron Stone and I are on remote recording. It may sound like Ron Stone and I are on the phone, but it already does. But we're recording this on Skype and not in the studio. At the moment, the reason why is because we were supposed to interview somebody. So much apologies if the quality of the podcast is coming out a little bit, not coming out as clearly as it normally is. But we got to talk about this, because what's the reason why we wanted to do this show with the weapons instructor, with the arms instructor? Why did we want to do this all of a sudden? What happened?
Yes, we wanted to promote gun safety for the youth and everybody else, because it was a tragic thing that happened
two Saturdays ago. My son, his best friend that he went to middle school with, passed away. It was a hard time for my son because he grew up with him since middle school, from middle school to high school, and then they both went to high school. And, you know, he was a motivator for my son. I wanted my son to come and talk on the show, but it was kind of hard for him to talk about the situation.
Right.
But, yeah, a couple of weeks ago, he had a gun. He had a firearm. And he took out the clip, but forgot that there was one in the chamber. And he was messing with the gun, and he shot himself in the head, and he passed away. You know, this was a young gentleman. You know,
how old is he? I know his age, but for people listening right now, how old is he?
Yeah, he was 18 years old.
You cut out. Say that again.
He was 18 years old.
18 years old. Still a baby, man.
Still a baby. He had a 2-year-old daughter. You know, and I had conversations. You know, he motivated my son to keep pushing, to keep on pushing and go through high school. You know, he gave my son rides to school and coming back because my son was like, oh, I don't have no ride. And he was like, come on, man, just keep pushing because we're almost there. We're almost at the end of finishing high school.
And then,
he pushed him. And then so, you know, and he always came around. He did, he cut hair. So I spoke to him about his future and everything like that. That was his passion. His passion was cutting hair. And then he always came and cut my son's hair, cut both my son's hair and his friend's hair. Did a great job at it too, making good money, you know.
Is he the motivating factor for your son wanting to be a barber owner, or what do you call a place, a barbershop owner? Is he one of the reasons?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So this is, he's almost like your son's mentor almost.
Yes, basically, yeah. And then, especially now that he's gone, you know, it just pumped him up even more to keep. His name was Anthony, but my son called him Ant for short. And then, you know, he's like, you know, Dad, I'm going to keep the legacy going because this was his passion. And then now my son got him some clippers, and then, you know, it was cool that they let him keep some of his memorabilia, like his boxing gloves when they used to spar, and, you know, and then some clippers, some razors and stuff to keep him going, you know. And it opened up my son's eyes to where he could be like, he would tell me, you know, my boy is gone. You know, for him to call me while I was at work and say, Dad, they took my boy. I was like, what you mean they took your boy? He was like, they took him. They took Ant. I was like, what happened? He got arrested? What's going on? Oh, they took him. He's gone. He passed. I said, what happened? What happened? He's like, I don't know. I'm going to find out. And then that's when he found out later on that day what really happened.
So in the beginning of this whole incident, everybody thought that, you know, somebody else took him, or somebody else got to him.
You usually think like, okay, another drive-by or something crazy. But no, it's like something that could have been prevented if, you know, he had gun safety. That's why I let my son, I knew he was around firearms and everything like that. So we took him out. I let my friend come, and we went shooting. And then he was an ex-military, but now he's a Nevada trooper. And so we're going to have an interview with him. That's another episode. But, like, can you teach my son, you know, the you know, the basics, and teach him how to hold a firearm, how to properly hold a firearm, and the safety precautions about it. And then, so he did. So that's something that I do highly recommend, because nowadays, you know, kids are playing these games that you, these gun games, and then so they automatically think, oh, okay, I know how to use a gun on TV, but you're gonna be like, okay, wow, a gun, let me play with it, not knowing the education about it, you know?
You know, a lot of these kids nowadays think that they know how to use a gun because they play games like Call of Duty, you know, Grand Theft Auto, or, you know, all these other games. I'm not quite sure what the games are because I don't play PlayStation or Xbox. And I thought to myself, yeah, it also makes kids desensitized. But then I remember back in the 90s, remember when you and I were growing up, when kids are, you know, like young kids were popping off guns? You know how gangbanging was such a prevalent thing when we were growing up?
Yeah.
Do you remember watching those old, you know, gangster movies? Even being around, you and I, we hung around gangsters a lot who had guns. And I always remember my homeboy used to pull out, you know, he used to show off. He used to play with his gun a lot. And he used to point his gun and turn it upside down, like thinking that that was the right way to hold a gun. You know how gangsters hold guns?
Right. Old dog. From Menace to Society.
Yeah.
Good.
Like,
what'd you say about my mama?
Yeah, I remember that. That's not, it's nothing funny, but I'm not thinking about Menace to Society. I'm thinking about Don't Be a Menace to Society in South Central with the Wayans brothers. Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm talking about, is that kids are, you know, when we were kids too, we hung around OGs with guns who didn't know the proper training. And a lot of accidents happen in the hood as well with people who are cleaning their guns, not understanding. But I want to make this very clear for everybody who's listening right now. It is part of our amendment to actually, it's our right to have firearms, but in a legal way. Lots of the people that Ron and I grew up with, they held guns that probably weren't legal. You know, they were bought, they were dirty. The serial numbers were shaved off. So a lot of the gangsters that Ron Stone and I grew up around didn't have legal guns. But now, at a day and age right now, I'm telling you how important it is for people to exercise their Second Amendment right, which is the right to bear arms. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Why is it in our Constitution that it's a right for us to bear arms as Americans? You know the answer to this, Ron Stone?
For protection?
Yeah, that's one of the primary reasons. But the main reason was against a tyrannical government. I mean to say that if the government overextended its power and rule over the American people, the people have the right to form a militia and rise up against the government. Was the reason why we had the right to bear arms. You know why we should have the right to bear arms. So. But it doesn't really apply now. It applied back when in the 1700s, when America was being built. You know, when America was becoming a country, because we were just escaping the rule of the British and the tyranny, the authoritarian, the totalitarianism, the fascism of the British king. So that's why we had our forefathers of America needed to make sure that every civilian knew how to use and hold and keep a firearm. That was the reason why. And from that point forward, it stayed as an amendment to us, for us Americans. And this is the very reason why countries will not just simply invade America. I'm not trying to go away. We're going to get back to the subject of gun safety. I just wanted to make sure that.
Good. Good, Steve. That's why you know the history. I want people to know that's what this show's about. We got to let the community know about the history of firearms, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, keep on going. I like this.
Okay. So that's why back when America was becoming a country, when the United States of America was becoming a country, our forefathers had to arm the civilians, had to keep the civilians armed against a tyrannical government as, England. England, they ruled over us. You know, our forefathers and everything wanted us to be armed. Now, there's a lot of stuff that we could go back in time and say what happened in America's history is atrocious and stuff like that with regards to the Native Americans, with regards to the slave trade and stuff like that. But we'll get to that in future episodes in history. But right now, what we're talking about is firearms. And fast forward to today, this is what, because America is an armed country, the United States of America is an armed country. I forgot the numbers and the statistics, but I think for every five families, three of them are armed, three of them have firearms and rifles and stuff like that. There's a crazy statistic. And this is the reason why other tyrannical countries, you know, won't simply just invade the United States, because if there was going to be a ground invasion, say from China, the civilians along with the military could easily defend the line. Now, if it came to stuff like bomb raids and stuff like that, this is the reason why America's air superiority in the military is so strong. Our defense system, NORAD, is so strong because a country just can't simply bomb us. Their next option would be to invade us. They can't just simply come in because people in the United States are armed. We have a trained military. Now, I'll take China as an example, and not to be long-winded, but for every U.S. American military service person, male or female, there's 8 or 9. So China has the largest military in the world, but they dare not invade the United States. They dare not bomb the United States. And this sets an example for all the other countries in the world that it's not easy to take over the United States of America, right? Because number one, citizens are armed. Number two, our air defense system, they can't come in and bomb us. They say that, North Korea threatened us a few years ago saying, We're gonna launch ballistic missiles into the United States. They're aimed at every major city. At one point, there was a threat with North Korea saying, their ballistic missiles were all aimed at every major city in the United States. Can you imagine if that was really true? Now, it'll be suicide for another country to do that. Number one, we have the best air defense system, NORAD, could see whatever's coming into our airspace. And we have, like I said, armed civilians. So I want to tell everybody, it is your absolute United States citizen right to own a firearm. But you guys, if you do get a firearm, you have to be responsible and know the consequences of having such a powerful tool in your hand. It could save a life, it could take a life. People always try to say the crazy left, like the far left Democrats are saying that guns kill people. And I always say, I'm in the middle, I always say guns don't kill people, people kill people. A gun can save a life or it could take a life. I'm probably one of the biggest proponents of the Second Amendment. Like anything that you would say that, owning firearms is wrong, I have four rebuttals for you. So this is something that I'm very passionate about, is firearms and the right to own a firearm. You know what I mean? We were having this conversation last night off the air where your company tried to take away your firearms. The company you work for. So, and I was telling you, no, they can't just simply do that because we can't give out the, you know, your company's name on the air. But remember I was telling you, oh no, they can't just simply take away your firearms because, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So I know a pretty penny about firearms and whatnot, but it's a tragedy what happened to Ant, man. I just can't fathom that you own a firearm. Most firearms, once you pull out the clip, once the clip gets pushed into, I guess most firearms that I know of, that very top bullet goes directly into the chamber. You know, what kind of firearm did Ant have?
It was just a 22, but yeah, a 22 does a lot of damage because my wife, you know, there's lots wife, of people.
You said your wife, Queen Bee, tried to shoot you with a 22. You pissed her off.
Man,
you said
no,
my wife.
Her cousin actually got killed with a 22 because he was having a party, and then he wouldn't let these youngsters in, these knuckleheads in, so they shot him in the head with a 22, and it bounced around his skull and basically shredded his brain. And then another friend of mine, he was in a drive-by, and then the bullet went through his palm of his hand, went through his arm, bounced off of his shoulder bone, and it went down to it, and it exited through his leg. That little bitty bullet just bounces around inside you. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. 22 is a smaller, for those that are uninitiated. And when I say uninitiated, I mean people that don't know about firearms. A 22 is a smaller handgun. Do you know why it's called a 22 or a 9mm?
Uh-uh. Why?
So basically, the reason why they classify it by the numbers and stuff like that. For example, a 22, it's with regards to the bullet diameter. So a 22 usually, I think it's 22... okay, I know for a 9mm, for example, a 9mm is a common gun. The reason why they're called 9mm or 9mm is because of the bullet diameter. I'm not quite sure about the 22. I have to research. I have to pull out the Google and wonder and get Google, because I wonder why is it called a 22. It, obviously, it can't be a 22mm bullet, but a 9mm. Is classified a 9mm handgun because of the bullet diameter that's used to exit the chamber. That's the reason why. And it's the most commonly used handgun, which...
Yeah, by law enforcement and everybody, huh?
Right,
like
right.
Since thing.
Right, right, right. So, that's the reason why there's different classifications for guns. Most commonly used and most commonly to conceal is a smaller gun like a 22, because that's what I was saying. 22s are generally smaller, and what's I always under the assumption, and you know, assumptions are always never good, especially when you're dealing with things that could kill, but I was always under the assumption that a 22 bullet doesn't have the stopping power to stop a person. So apparently you know a few people that have died and are injured by 22 handguns. You know what I'm saying?
Now it's two people that passed from a 22.
Yeah, that's insane. Some people here's another thing. If you are a responsible gun owner, there's a few things that you have to take into consideration, because a gun is considered an equalizer. Say, for example, you know why people feel so brazen when they have a firearm? It takes a lot of mental dedication. It's not just how to use a firearm is one of my point, and understand the firearm, which you go through classes and gun safety. It's about mindset, because a gun oftentimes makes people more brazen. Their bravado, you know, especially young men, they feel like, I got a gun, nobody can F with me, you know what I'm saying? So it becomes something that you, if you have a child, or if you are a gun owner yourself, and you're thinking about teaching your child how to use a gun, and even buying your, you know, your 18-year-old a gun, you know, you have to understand that the mental aspect of having a gun is also just as important, because some people shouldn't have a gun because they're hot-headed. Just like you told me about that story just now about your wife's cousin wouldn't let youngsters into the house, and they pulled out a gun and shot him. What for? Goodness gracious. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds?
Man, it's crazy. Yep.
It takes a lot of mental fortitude to own a gun. You know, I remember there was an old movie, gangster movie that I watched. I can't remember if it was Boys in the Hood. It was Boys in the Hood, where Cuba Gooding Jr.'s friend, I think it was Lawrence Fishburne or Cuba Gooding Jr.'s stepfather or something. But anyways, I don't remember the exact scene, but there was a scene there where the father goes to his son and says that, you know, I'm getting movies mixed up, but I think he says, it's easy to use a gun, but we use our fists, so we live to fight another day. Oh, no, my bad. It's Friday. It was Friday. It wasn't Boys in the Hood. It was Friday, but you get my point, right? You get my point.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. But, you know, it takes a lot of discipline to own a gun. And, you know, it breaks my heart, man, that Ant passed away like that. You know, young man, so much potential. All because he probably didn't take a class, right? We're coming down to the final minutes of the show. So, do you have anything to plug right now?
No, I just want to say my condolences to his family. You know, another young warrior, you know, that's gone. And then that could have been prevented, you know, with gun safety, education. And then, you know, it's just a tragedy.
Condolences to Ann and his family. My final thoughts are this. Exercise your Second Amendment right, but learn how to do it properly. Invest in a class to learn how to use a gun. And that's it for me, Ron Stone. That's all I got, brother.
That's what we're here for, to let the community know.
Well, that's about it, folks. And as Ron Stone says,
later.
MMEO, MMEO, let them know. MMEO, MMEO, let them know. What's up? This is MMEO, MMEO, motivation.
Dang.
Music, education, organization.
Motivating, keeping it positive, helping the young ones, showing that there's more in life than knives and guns. We doing it the music and we having fun. For your haters out there, y'all don't want
y'all
none.
Don't want
we all about being positive, never negative. We doing it big in Vegas with the Raiders and go tonight. That's where we live. Uniting the community and helping the youth. That's what we give. Success and determination. I repeat, Nipsey Hustle, you right. It takes dedication. Dedication. 24 hours, use it or lose it. 24 hours, use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it.